Hey there, this is Shai Chaudhary, Senior Technical Evangelist at Microsoft, and we're here to take a look at Windows 10. First of all, here's the new Edge web browser. I have a couple of tabs open. I'm going to switch over to the first tab. Here you can see a bunch of news stories about the Windows 10 launch that just went out worldwide. I'm going to go ahead and click a new tab here. If I touch the home button with my finger, I'm on my Surface Pro 3, so I have touch capabilities. This loads my homepage, which is set to the Bing.com webpage. Now let's try out the brand new Cortana features. I can click on the little microphone at the bottom. What time is it?
Right now, it's 11:45 p.m. in Seattle.
So Cortana tells me the time. I can also call Cortana by name. Hey, Cortana. What's my name?
You are Shahid.
So Cortana even knows my name. So one good thing about the new store you have on Windows 10 is that everything is now a resizable window. So when Windows 8 came out, you weren't able to resize your windows, but now you can resize windows, move them around. The store itself is a resizable window, as are your apps. So I'm going to go ahead and click on a game that I've published myself called Ninja Cat Runner. So this app was published to the Windows 8 store, and it just runs seamlessly on Windows 10 as well. I can click on the Start button here. And while I'm using my touchscreen, I can go ahead and play this game. I can play with the mouse as well. So I can take my mouse cursor and play the exact same game. I'll go ahead and close that game out. So let's take a look at the Task View feature now. Down at the bottom, I have a little icon that says Task View. When I click on it, I can see all the tasks that are going on. This is similar to clicking Alt Tab, so that way you can see all your open windows. But these are live windows, so as you can see, if there's movement on any particular window, you can see the details on this little Task View. Also, each of these windows are also available in various sizes because they're scaled differently. So they don't all look the same. They look different enough where you can tell them apart in this view. At the bottom, you'll notice two different desktops, which is desktop 1 and 2. So you can set up multiple virtual desktops. My second desktop hasn't been set up yet with anything, but I can go ahead and click on it, maybe launch Notepad, and type in some notes. If I want to switch back, all I have to do is click on the Task View button at the very bottom, switch back to desktop 1, and here I am. And that is the end of our quick look at Windows 10.